Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Amin Muhammad calling from our show, A Message of Concern. Excuse the technical difficulties. Sometimes things work out. Sometimes they don't. But for the most part, 99.44% of the time, Blog Talk Radio is delivered. It's just that other times it doesn't. So let's see what we have. And alhamdulillah, may Allah bless us with a good show. All right, bro. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, we open up with prayer, as always, because there's one God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and everything in the universe, everything answers to, how you doing, man? Everything answers to him at all times. He's in absolute control of all things, and we should remind ourselves and know that there is no God but the one God, the one true and absolute God. Alhamdulillah. Let's open up with our Fatiha. Bilahi min shaitan rajim. Bilahi al-Fatihim. Alhamdulillah. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Kalu Takaba. Kalu Takaba. Kalu Takaba. It just gave me, I was memorizing this surah. I've been memorizing this surah for a little while. Kalu Takaba. Rahmanu Waladan. Waladan is now a son. They say that's a Rahman, the most merciful, has gotten the son. Then Allah says, the cut, the cut just to Shayan Bidden. He says that they have created or uttered an atrocious thing. Bidden. Atrocious thing. Some translations, if you look up Corpus Quran, it says you have an evil, you have uttered an evil thing. Yusuf Ali translate bidden as a most monstrous thing. Most monstrous. So that word bidden, and it's only used once in the Holy Quran. It's only used, I tried to look it up, it's only used once, right in that Surah 1989, verse 4. Surah 19, Maryam, 89, that's the ayat, verse 4. Alhamdulillah. Bidden. You have uttered an enormity, a monstrous thing, an atrocious thing, an evil thing. So this is no lightweight thing. The message of concern. That's what we're concerned with. You know, making good afternoon. good, good, good. Hold up, brothers and sisters. Hold on. Just looking right now. Okay, hold on. Allahu Akbar. And I see 240-415, and I'm going to open it up right there. 240-415. Assalamu alaikum. Take yourself off mute.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Brother.
Alhamdulillah.
Shuja. Okay, I'm going to put myself on mute because I'm dealing with a client here. Go ahead, brother.
Okay.
I'll turn
over
to you.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I want to bless you, man, and with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and I also bear witness that there is only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. Brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad, Allah said, is a human being just like you and I. No, God said, if there was angels walking the earth, he would have had to send us an angel as a messenger. But there was human beings. So he sent us a human messenger. We can't follow Superman. We can't follow someone that got superpowers. Mm-hmm. Prophet Muhammad, he prayed. He prayed to God. Christ Jesus prayed. He said, watch me while I pray. Our Father who art in heaven. You see? So we are not no spook. When you talk to us, you talking to another human being. We make mistakes. We not perfect. You see? We want for our brother what we want for ourselves. You know? We just like you. We want to see you in business. We want to be in business, and we want to see you in business. We want to make money, and we want you to make some money. You see? We're just like you. We like to read something from the Holy Quran, you know, and because this is God's mercy, and this is the guidance. You know, we need guidance. We have to be careful with things we say and things that we do. You know, people we associate with, relationships that we have with people. We have to be careful with all that. And God show us here in this holy book how we should conduct ourselves. One of the things God say, we shouldn't try to attend to the affairs of the people. We let the people live their lives, and they be responsible for their action. You see, God gave all of us a free will. All of us has a free will. You know. So what you say and what you do, you're going to be judged for that. God himself said he's going to judge us, you know. And the worst thing that we can do is set in a partner with God. You see, this is what Allah said. In Surah 4, starting at Ayat 116. Surah 4, starting at Ayat 116. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. And that's mean I seek refuge in God against the rejected Satan. For God's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Allah forgive us not the sins of joining other gods within. But he forgiveth whom he pleases other sins than this. One who joins other gods with Allah have strayed far, far away from the right. The pagan, leaving him, call upon female deity. They call but upon Satan, the persistent rebel. Allah did curse him, but he said, I will take of thy servant a potion marked off. I will mislead them, and I will create in them false desire. I will order them to slit the ears of cows and to deface the fair nature created by Allah. You see how they put rings all in their nose and under the tongue and they got people putting tops in the lips, you know, pins in the navel. They doing and they got all these tattoos, ridiculous tattoos all over them. Allah said that he I will order them to slit the ears of cattle and to deface the fair nature created by Allah. That's what Allah said. And said Allah said that Allah says Satan makes them promises and creating them false desires. But Satan promises are nothing but deception. They, his dupes, will have their dwelling in hell. And from it, they will find no way of escape. But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall soon admit them to garden with rivers flowing beneath, to dwell therein forever. Allah's promise is the truth. And whose word can be truer than Allah? Not your desire, not those of the people of the book can prevail. Whoever works evil will be requited accordingly, and not will he find for himself Allah, any protector or helper. If any do deeds of righteousness, be they male or female, and have faith, they will enter heaven, and not the least injustice will be done to them. Who can be better in religion than one who submits his whole self to Allah, does good, and follows the ways of Abraham, the true and faithful? For Allah did take Abraham for a friend. But to Allah belongs all things in the heavens and on earth. And he it is that encompasses all things. Tell Allah who could be. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So Allah have it set up. You do good, Allah will reward you. You commit and do evil, you're going to be punished. It's as simple as that, brothers and sisters. And Allah said one of the sins that he don't forgive, think about what I'm saying, is setting up partners with him, saying that there is another God besides him. Allah said he don't forgive those sins. And Shaitan, the devil, the Satan, have established false worship. Shaitan, the Satan, have established false gods. Satan has given us one of the prophets of God. Taken one of the prophets of God. And put them forth as an image of what? Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. When God asked Jesus, because Jesus is going to be judged, everybody going to be judged, brothers and sisters. Everybody is going to be judged. It said that when Jesus come before Allah, Allah is going to ask Jesus. Did you worship? Did you put yourself up in worship of God? And Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. Never. Never did I say such a thing. Did you ask people to worship you instead of worshiping him? Jesus said, if I said such a thing, Allah, you would have known it. And I know what's, you know what's in my heart, and I don't know what's in your heart. And he says when he was with them, he talked to people. He talked to people to worship. To worship God. And we got to remember, brothers and sisters, and ask our question, who is it that taught the Trinity? Who taught the Trinity? We get to ask ourselves that question. And Allah said in Surah 5, Ayah 73, I will do what I even say to you. They do blasphemy who say Allah is one of three in the Trinity. But there's no God except one God. If they desist not from the word of blasphemy, verily a grievous penalty will befall the blasphemer among them. Why turn they not to Allah and seek his forgiveness? For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Christ, the Son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. Jesus was a messenger. And they don't made him into a god. They say that he's the son of God. So they done made him into a god. And they pushing him forward as an object of worship. As one that we pray to. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for mercy. In the Bible, they ask Jesus, the Sadducees. They asked Jesus, when is the judgment? And Jesus told them, I don't know the day nor hour. That's what he told them. He said, I don't know the day nor hour. Jesus said that if he bear witness of himself, his witness is not true. But he bear witness of he that sent him. This is what Jesus said. They had some Sadducees called Jesus good master. Good master. And Jesus said, don't call me good. Only one is good, and that's the Father. Allah said, and certified. I got 78. The curses was pronounced on those among the children of Israel who rejected faith by the tongue of David and of Jesus, the son of Mary, because they disobeyed and persisted and accepted. Allah says, say, O people of the book, talking to the Christian and talking to the Jew, Muslim too. Say, O people of the book, and see not in your religion the bounds of what is proper, trespassing beyond the truth, not follow the vain desires of people who went wrong in time gone by, who misled many and strayed themselves from the even way. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Allah says, strong is among men in enmity to the believer without finding Jews and pagans, and nearest among them in love to the believer without finding those who say we are Christians. Because amongst these are men devoted to learning and men who have renounced the world. And they are not arrogant. And when they listen to the revelation received by the messenger, thou will see their eyes overflowing with tears. For they recognize the truth. They pray, our Lord, we believe. Write us down among the witnesses. What cause can we have not to believe in Allah and the truth which has come to us, seeing that we long for our Lord to admit us to the company of the righteous? And for this, their prayer, as Allah rewarded them with God, with rivers flowing underneath, their eternal home, such as the recompense of those who do good. But those who reject faith and belie our signs, they shall be companions of hellfire. Allah said, O ye who believe, make not unlawful the good things which Allah has made lawful for you, but commit no excess, for Allah loves not those given to excess. Eat of things which Allah has provided for you, lawful and good, but fear Allah in whom you believe. Call Allah with the deen, should Allah speak the mighty truth. The plan, all praise be to Allah. If you read and study this book, it will make things easy for us. It'll make it easy for you to understand the law that was brought down by Moses. You see? And it'll show you exactly how you had people that say that they believe, but it went into unbelief. It will show you that. And that's one of the things that our book, the Quran, warns us of. It is and I'm going to read this from the Quran. I'm going to take about 5 minutes to read this. And it's in Surah 2. Everybody, most, all Muslims know this. Surah 2, Ayat 1. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. With the Lord's name, most gracious, the most merciful. At least now mean. This is the book, and it is guiding sure without doubt to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen and steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee and sent before thy time and in their heart have the assurance of the hereafter. They are unto God from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, it's the same to them, whether I warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, and on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Of the peoples, there are some who say we believe in Allah and the last day, but they do not really believe. Fain would they deceive Allah and those who believe, but they only deceive themselves and realize it not. In their heart is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease. And grievous is the penalty they incur, because they are false to themselves. When it is said to them, make not mischief on the earth, they say, why? We only want to make peace. Of a surety, they are the ones who make mischief, but they realize it not. When it is said to them, believe as the other believe, they say, we believe as the fools believe. They are for sure that they are the fools, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. When they are along with their evil one, they say, we are rid of you. We was only just. Allah will throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespass. So they will wander like blind ones to and fro. These are they who have bought it, got in forever. But their traffic is prophecy, and they have lost true direction. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Thank you, brothers and sisters. We pray that you receive something from this Holy Quran. If I said something wrong, it was my mistake, and I ask Allah for forgiveness. Came to you in peace, and I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Turn it back over to our good brother, Brother Amin. As-salamu alaykum.
Where's Brother Akbar? Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Akbar.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Alameen, bro. Alhamdulillah. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. I was thinking a couple of days ago you opened up and you said we're here or something like this. I'm paraphrasing. You said we're here today because somebody is telling a lie. You know, I mean, somebody is presented God or the Son of God in Caucasian flesh and all that, you know, praise me to Allah. I said it, but alhamdulillah, great way to open up. Okay, I'll turn it over to you, my brother.
Okay, now I'm going to do this turn right there. Thank you, brother. I mean, yeah, I brought up about us getting our share of the money from the government, you know, get our funds, inshallah.
Reparation.
It ain't something it's something we earn after over 300 years of being in bondage. So, they, you know, other people stay 5-6 years, we stay 400. So, anyway, I'll praise you, inshallah. Who may say something like this? This is our command of our team. I said, we land, he may have the law. I said, we land in Muhammad. We only bear witness and we testify. There will never be anything deserved by worship
but Allah, the creator of the creation. He is the one that lives and never dies. He is the one that Satan has kept away from the people. When I'm talking about Satan, wrong thinking, we got ideas and lies that all kept people away from the true God. We're here to correct that problem and let the world know that, that God is one. He lives and he does not die. He has created all of us for one reason, and that is to serve him. And he said that he created us to serve him. Then he said the best one of us that serve him is one who obeys him the best. So we thank Allah for blessing us with this Brock Talk radio station where we can cure this cancer of racism. And like cancer, it has spread it. And there have been a lot of evil. It has caused death and misery to the human family. And long as that lie is up in the world, out in the world, then we're going to keep this lie going. So God says he is one and alone. And then he created us by himself. And there's nothing like unto Allah. There's nothing that we can imagine can be Allah. Everything lives and dies. Allah does not die. He lives. He was never born. He never was a baby. And he never had a baby. So we are here to correct the lies so we can all live in this world in peace. As long as the lies out there, then there will be no people coming together. Jesus was a man. He was born from his mother, Mary. He lived. He was a baby. He spoke the truth. Allah don't need no book to read. Allah created the mind and then gave the feed the mind the truth and wisdom, and they can make a book. But Allah does not need a book. He makes sure that the book comes to his human creation so that human creation can have some direction to go about. So that's what we said. And the final direction of that light that we're supposed to be using is Al-Quran. This is the book. This is the revelation that has been kept away from the people on purpose. You know, you can tell a lie, but the lie will never have nothing to stand on. But especially when the truth comes out, that lie got to go. And the truth will always be brighter, stronger, everlasting than a lie. So we are here to bring the truth so we can see all, every human being can see each other as part of this creation. And not see themselves with a big eye or see somebody with a little you. But see everybody as one. Everybody is a part of this creation by Allah's permission. We know there was a man named Jesus. We know that this man was born for Mary. We know that he was born, according to scripture, all scripture, without the help of a man. But we know that the creator said all he got to do is say be, and that is. He said be, and here comes Jesus. He said be, and here come us. We all come. When Allah said be, and we all came to be tested. We're here for a little while to be tested. And the test is to do right. We don't want to get in nobody's favor. But the truth is that it's wrong for 2 men to be going together. It's wrong for 2 women to be going together. It's wrong in the field and not. But all these things are things that affect the human family. And we know that in order for us to be put back together and to be one is to see God in the spirit. But the spirit of the Quran. We know if we see in the spirit of the Bible, although it got a lot of bad saying, it got a lot of good saying, it don't make no image of God. There's nothing like God. God is live, and Allah lives and never died. Allah will never abate. Christ Jesus prayed to God. Christ Jesus said he didn't come on his own, but the Creator sent him. And he sent him to the world to educate the world on how they are supposed to operate their lives. How they supposed to manage their life. How they supposed to, one thing they supposed to do is get married. Take care of babies. Take care of their wives. Take care of the community. Take care of their home. Take care of the society that they live in. Help the society grow. So we are here tonight. The message of concern. We're concerned about the whole world and how this world especially has treated us. How it robbed us. How it stole from us. How it put us against each other. It comes from a lie. And they use a good man named Christ Jesus to help promote and carry that lie on and make that lie seem fair seem. They use a good prophet like Jesus. They didn't use Moses. They didn't lose the last prophet. And Christ Jesus spoke about a last prophet. He said that one will come after him. And that one come after him will lead us in all truth. We know there is no other than Prophet Muhammad. No other person that we can read about fit that character or fit the role of the prophet, but Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, who has been the best example of human beings. Yeah, he fought in the war. He didn't want to fight. Allah had to ask him, to man him to fight. He the one who turned his other cheek. He the one who refused to throw a punch or throw a leg back. He the one who did that. But so all the lies they have told on Christ Jesus and all the time they deny Prophet Muhammad coming, that is the scheme of Satan. That is the worst scheme of Satan. So God, Allah is the great. So we thank Allah for this broadcast radio station. We pray that we continue to get better and bring in the clear evidence that Allah is one, that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, and that all of the men that Allah has sent, we believe that he has sent, the man why he came to the human family to fix and get all the, and help all of the religions get together. We believe that. So thank Allah. And we get ready and see if anybody else would like to share in this information. It is. Okay, well. Okay, we love brother, anybody else like it. Because we are here. Huh? Nobody else wants to say that. So we want to keep rolling with this message. We have taken this message.
Alhamdulillah. We was you know, reparations is quite controversial, and even in our community, some people, I've heard some people like comment, you know, that well, they just say some negative things about reparations, but I do show them where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, acknowledges the obligation of the you know the former slave masters to how you doing, man?
Good.
You know, so to help to make things right. Alhamdulillah. So it's a situation. It's a situation. I can see the logic of it. Okay, I'm dealing with something right now. So I'm going to turn it over. Brother Shuja, are you there? Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja, are you there?
I had it on mute.
Okay, yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, reparation. Reparation is a must. We got to be assisted here in America. We got to be assisted. Just like all the other races. You know? First of all, I want to say, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And I'm saying that because I need his help. Everybody else was assisted in what they went through. The people that came out of Ireland, the people that came out of Germany, the people that came out of the Indians, you know, the Chinese, they had the opium wall here with the Chinese and all these different people suffered. Like I said, the different types of Indian, they suffered, and they went to the head of government, and the government paid them assist in putting them back on their feet. And not only that, they got a record of it. They kept a record of it. They kept a record of the monies that they was paying these people, which is intelligent. You know, that's what we should do. But when it comes down to the African-American slave, you know, we work for nothing. Our whole family was separated. We was whooped if we tried to get educated. We couldn't even read the Bible. But brothers and sisters, the history is laid out for us, African American. Anybody can go and look at the history of America and see what African American people went through, and they will tell you that they deserve reparation. They deserve it more than anybody that you have given reparation already to. Any intelligent person will tell you that. We know we got people that's been influenced. We got people that have been influenced by Shaitan, by the image. I was looking at Donahue and how some of the Caucasians were trying to make excuses that we should receive a reparation. It was on Donahue. And these Caucasians, most of Jews. And they rich is the trunk. They live in good life. They got a nice home and things. You know, one of the reasons the Ku Klux Klan became the Ku Klux Klan is because they was afraid African American slaves was going to get jobs that they thought that they that the job is owed to them. And that's why many of them start killing African Americans. You got people that ask you right today, they say, why do Caucasian people hate us so much? Well, one of the reasons they hate us so much is because we was going to get jobs that they thought that they deserved. We were going to get the job in these big factories and these big companies, car companies. And so they warmongers. The Caucasian people is warmongers. They believe that the solution to the problem is war. African Americans, they don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. They don't know whether or not to love their enemy or stand up and fight against them. I look at some of them peoples that lost their children. Police killed them. Caucasians came into church and shot them down in the church where they were worshiping Jesus. And they tell me, I forgive them. Well, we're supposed to forgive, you know. We got forgiven hard. But all that injustice that have been done to African-American, the African-American men, the African-American women, all these African-Americans have been put in prison, young males in prison. All these African-Americans have been shot down, shot in the back. I'm sitting here watching TV where they shot some of them in the back. They were running from them. Putting the knees over their throat and at the same time telling them not to resist. Choking them to death. It's a game to them. These people actually killed us. And I sit up and watch sometime on television about how they treat black, how they perpetrate racism on black, the police officers. Charge them with things that ain't real, right on camera. We deserve reparation, brothers and sisters.
And reparation is going to help us, physically help us. You got to have money to do what we are thinking about doing. And it's going to get a tad. It would be better if we can support ourselves. That would be much better. But Satan done made it so well, we hate each other. We hate ourselves. So we gonna have to we gonna need a jump start. We gonna need to get started. But in that money that we get from reparation, I pray that we be smart enough to spend it among each other until we develop what we want to develop. Spend it among each other. Don't give that money back to the Caucasian, and the man don't want to serve you, and he hates you. Let him deal with the Negroes that love him, the few Negroes that will do anything to show his love for him. Let him just deal with them, but not with the masses. We're asking the masses to let's spend money with each other. You're always going to have African-Americans, or so-called Negroes, or whatever you want to call them, is going to bow down to the master, to the slave master. You're always going to have that. You're always going to have African-American want to show understanding to what they're saying and act like they don't understand what you're saying. It's always going to be like that. So we got to wake up, brothers and sisters. We got to see the handwriting is on the wall, that it's time for us to get established. It's time for us to support each other. I think that when we do start it, getting it started, we're going to see the benefit in it. We may not can't see it in that right now, but we'll see the benefit in it. We see what type of spirit it will create in us, how it will motivate us if we support each other because we hate each other so much. Anytime a brother would kill his brother, the devil done got into that person. If you kill your own brother, something influencing you and you don't know what it is. Cain killed Abel, his own brother. And he found out what a shameful thing he did by just watching the bird. Brothers and sisters, I was sure and they were smart. They were real smart. And they want to establish a community. They want to lead. They have it in them. We got African Americans, the youth, they got so much in them. They got so much in them, brothers and sisters, and when they start doing it, they're gonna come out. Brothers and sisters, we can't do nothing unless we love one another. You can't do it. We can't support each other if we hate each other. That's when the religion come in. That's when Prophet Muhammad come in. That's when the Holy Quran come in. because we are messed up people psychologically. Mentally, we are messed up because of that teaching, because that lie that was taught to us, that false worship. And we've seen so many of our people die when they try to stand up against this. They had cases where they said they lined up pregnant women and cut their stomach open. And when the baby dropped, they stomped the baby. We've seen so many hanging. They show pictures right now of African Americans burning up. And they celebrating. They drinking beer and having a party. And you got the African man, they got in some cases, they got him piled up, and some cases they got him hung. And they celebrating, drinking beer. Brothers and sisters, we are the ones going to set the example. We are the ones going to establish the new world. Caucasian people cannot do it. There's too much guilt there. The one that's wanting to do it, you know, they can't do it. That's where the hippies came from. They tried to deny their parents wealth and some of the things that they done, and try to live and get themselves together by the bootstraps like the African Americans. But it's many of them went back to their parents when they started experiencing that hardship. So it's not an easy job, brothers and sisters. It's not an easy job. It's something that we have to believe in. We have to read. We have to study this Quran. We got to practice our prayer. We had to eat right. We had to make sure our diet is right. We got to establish a family life with our children. We got to be forgiven with our own children. We got to be forgiven with them. You know, in Islam, they say that, and some of us, you know, we don't even mess with our children because of the position they've taken and because of the psychological effect that this image had on them. But in the Islam, they said that you shouldn't be upset with your brother or your family no longer than 3 days. After 3 days, you got to start making up. But look at it. Some of us are still going through what we're going through with our family for years. And we still don't like some of them. So being a Muslim ain't no easy job. I mean, you got to discipline it yourself. For other peoples can't control their body, and can't control their desires and control themselves, we as Muslims have the Quran where we should be able to discipline ourselves, control our spirit. And go to our children and go to our brothers and sisters and apologize to them. We got the strength to do that, brothers and sisters. Islam is more than you just learning Arabic. Or collecting money. Or coming together and collecting money against your brother. I mean from your brother or sister. We got to discipline our body. We got to discipline our hearts and our minds. Control our desires. That's what the Quran is all about. That's what the wisdom of Muhammad is all about. And if we apply and try to live the life that Abraham lived and Moses lived, we'll be able to do something that nobody else on earth ever did. And we already knew that Islam is the life that we got to live. And the discipline we got to apply to ourselves. We already know that. So brothers and sisters, I ain't gonna take up all the time. We're gonna turn it back over to our brother. We came to you in peace. We're gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. You got any questions or statements you'd like to make? Alhamdulillah. I'm open for it.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Praise be to Allah. Anybody else? Anybody else want to comment? Ask questions? Come on in. Call on in. You know, this is a very serious show. Very serious matter. Praise be to Allah. Press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you into the queue. Yes, yes. Yeah, reparations is a serious thing. We've gotten over one hurdle, you know, a major hurdle, because we're talking about it openly now, and as a serious matter, as a matter, you know, it's not an anti-poverty program. It's a program of justice, you know, and fair play, you know. So that's what it is. California, got on out there and, you know, took care of business. And, you know, the governor here, Governor Gavin Newsom, you know, he authorized that two-year study. And so they came back after 2 years. And they brought the report. And so, like, I've been noticing some very influential people who see reparations, just like I was saying that sister's name, Claudia Egan. She's the medical director of the Cook County, over 1,000 doctors. Thousand doctors answered to her, you know, Claudia Figas, and I was very impressed when I heard her and I saw her talk. See, so you got some very big people who are supporting the masses of people like the masses, very important people, you know, very educated people. You know what I mean? Who are influencing other people. They did a study, you know, they said they did a study in the year 2000. They say only about 4% of the, I think, Caucasian population agreed with giving African-American money reparations. And by 2017, you know, it had grown up to 17% by 2017. It had grown because of more people getting into the debate, more people are understanding the reason, you know. And now, since 2017 all the way up to now, they say about 30%. Darity says 30%. of the people now understand. You know, after that George Floyd murder, you know, it went all over the world. They say 30% of the people is, you know, monetary reparations. 30%. And so you have people, though, you have people now, what they're doing, they're calling it, you know, a critical race theory, critical race theory, or CRT. They say that, you know, in other words, they don't want people to talk about it. You know, they don't want people to talk about it, see? You know what I mean? Because it's so logical and it's so reasonable and it's so justified, you know what I mean? And it's fair, you see? So, you know, right at the time when the concern is growing, they don't even, you know, some of these Republican governors and stuff, they don't even want you to talk about it. Don't talk about it. They say, well, we don't want our children to be faced with, but it's history. It's fact. It's the truth, you know, and, you know, they have to learn that face fact, you know. And all praise be to Allah. So it's growing, and it's important that all of us learn the facts and learn the figures and be able to talk to other people. You know, just like the Jews got money from the Germans for maybe 10 years of, maybe 10, 15 years of oppression, if it was that long, you know, and the Japanese and other people. You know, the concept of reparations is kind of like a universal thing for, you know, but when it comes to us, it's, you know, they try to treat it different. You know. So, if anybody else want to weigh in on this conversation, press one on your phone and come on in. We'll let you in. And you can comment. And, you know, inshallah, do your part. This is the state that the situation is in, and we see somebody's hand up. 404-421. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, are you on mute? 404-421, are you on mute?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I was on mute. I always put guys on mute and we talk. But anyway, the fact that they do not want to give us reparations about what they did to us. But I can understand African Americans not being enthused by this. They'd be happy and they should be. Because we are behind because we weren't trying to get educated. They gave us the worstest books. They sent us to the, gave us the worstest teacher. Everything, the worstest school, rundown school. So they did all this to us. And we know that, but they want to make us feel bad about Jesus, which is a lie. And they have been skilled of doing that. Make us see Jesus and not see our own self and see the suffering that we've been through. So, yeah, reparations is one way to get back. If we get enough reparations, we can buy us a couple of states. And once we buy a couple of states, we can operate and run and manage ourselves. And I know we can. We have done it in the past. And we and to get in a be put in a world where there's no oppression or no ungodly law. We live in a country that most of the laws are against what we want to do. And they got people that look like us is working too to make sure that we do not get our share. That's why I said Clarence Thomas could not be of me. Clarence Thomas is one of the people that live in the world that feel proud to oppress African Americans. You want to call yourself. You call yourself black, that's good. That's all that, you know. You want to call yourself black, I ain't calling myself black no more. I am a human being, and God never said he made a black human being all white. He said he made a human being. And when we find out when people start coloring themselves, one going to take the high road and one going to take the low road. God said, "Take the balance way,
mm-hmm.
and that way is your human being, your thankful creature, your creature that love the life, you respect life, you respect what the Creator made you to. But when you say you black, and they done made everything black bad." The black cat, come Halloween, won't be long now. He is the leader of all the evil, the black cat, the black spider. All these things, they made black. The black, even doing when it's snow, black snow. When you get into the... black snow, black ice, you ride in trouble. So they have made the word, and Webster hadn't done no good either. Yeah, Webster said, black man is absent of knowledge, absent of understanding. And then Webster said, white means pure, means the best. So all these things, the words make us and shape us, form the world that we live in. So when we use words to describe things, we are causing problems. Words making us. So we call each other human beings. We call each other the creation of God. And that's what Allah said. We are all this creation. He said the best one he have created is that one who will obey him the best. And that one is one who's been taught, who was seeking to understand and seeking knowledge. The Bible is a good book, but we know it's been tampered with, and know it brought the purity of life that the human being needs in order to live in peace. It has brought it. It brought a whole lot of confusion. It has caused African Americans to be stagnated. And believe me, I don't like to say African American because African the continent was conquered, given their name by some European people. African American did not like Belladian much, and they don't really like anything much that lifts them up. But stuff that tears them down. Like putting ink in their body, putting cat earrings all throughout their precious body, hair down their back looking like a woman, two-colored hair, all kind of colored hair. They love stuff like that. Why? Because when you blind, the blind follow the blind according to scripture, and they all fall in the ditch. And these people, grandmama, is falling in the ditch. And she's taking her grandchildren
and their children along with them. So who can stop that? Who can slow that down? Who can reverse that? The one that has been chosen to bring the truth to the to humanity. And that's what we have been chosen to do. You know, Malcolm did a good job. Dr. King did a good job. But when Dr. King started talking about the ears of America, they killed him. When he started telling the truth that about on America, they really got, they said he had to go. And they said they said a doctor killed him. They said that some of the his associates was working against him. That, you know, popular, some were popular. While Wickham was stabbing, crucified Dr. King in front of the FBI. He was setting Dr. King up. While Wickham, supposed to have been a civil right. And he was no more a civil right than dogs or the cat. So all praise are due to Allah. We're here. We can scrape this out. But it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all the good people that can muster up truth who will change it. We know the problem can be fixed. And we know reparation is one of the problems that caused us to come out of this world that you need money and you got less of it than anybody else. Stay praying. Allah said, get your share. Now, Allah is one who controls what's going on and let what happen. And he can stop it whenever the majority of the people want to stop. We just got to keep warning the people not to make no image of God. Give God no pardon. And we just have to let them know that's the most worst thing you can do. All the things in the world you do, the worst one is you make an image and call it God. Or give God a partner. Like giving his creation a partner, Christ Jesus, giving him, making him a God's son. He said, that God that he wasn't enough, but he had to have a son to help him. And this is the subliminal message that this world putting out there. And we the only one can inshallah reach the people, reach all the people. So we all one supposed to be one people, no matter what color we are. We all supposed to be human beings, and our color is something the Creator gave us to test us in. And so that's what we have to realize. There's no curse on us. But when we fail to obey the one who gave us his life, then that person themselves bring a so-called curse on them. A so-called, because they abandon what the Creator of this creation is telling them to do. So they bring a curse on themselves. And Allah said he never wronged anybody. So they wronged themselves. So we want freedom, justice, and equality. We must have money. And these people are taking billions of dollars and our money going to Ukraine and other parts of the world with our money and holding back from giving us what we need. We're not begging. It belongs to us. We built this country. And look how much things they gave up. They went and got another ethnic group and brought them here. And the jobs we had, building housing, enlarging the streets, all the jobs we had, they brought them and gave them to another people right in front of our face. So nobody gonna love us until we love each other. And once we start showing love for each other, once we start acting we truly care for each other, then this world that we see, will start flipping. Good world that God wants to come in, it will come in. So we thank Allah for this blessed show tonight. We are here because Allah wants to come together and fix and get rid of the problem. And we can't get rid of the problem sitting at home looking at TV. We must get out and expose the problem so the people can have some salvation on how to change this problem. Because Allah said he will never change our condition until we change the condition of our heart. And I don't know how we're going to be how hard it's going to be happy what we see every day, every time we go in the store. We see people that look, men looking more like women, and women looking more like men. That means Satan is keeping his promise what he's going to do. He ain't deviate not one step away from the problem that he about. Yeah, you have to talk about they're gay. If you don't talk about it, they're only going to get worse. Allah said one way to show approval by the thing, it don't say nothing at all. They give proof, or they give more power to that evidence to do the wrong thing. And so you don't speak out, and that's one of the things that Allah said, we speak out about it, or we change it with our hands. The weakest one, we just change about just praying over it. But we have to change. It's got to come. If we can build all these colleges while we were getting on the Jim Crow, and now we can't build some good schools for our children to grow. Public school it's shown up failing the human family now. It's bringing the homosexual lifestyle in. And they want to threaten you talking about if you said something about the homosexual, threaten you. If you said anything about homosexual, we're going to call it a hate crime. They ain't call it a hate crime when they were hanging up. They ain't call it a hate crime when the police shoot us in the back and we ain't got no gun. They don't call that no hate crime. When they discriminate and still discriminate, when you get on these jobs making that good money, you better keep your mouth shut, and the good wrong thing you see, you better act like you don't see them, or you'll be soon out of a job. They know that. They don't care how many degrees you got. They don't want to game with you. But you will never have a degree in changing their situation. You don't get no good in that because they ain't teaching you how to be independent, working on your own, open business. They teach you how to come back to them and work for them for pennies. That's what they teach you. That's what they always have taught. Then you got our people help teaching them, teaching you that. Imam Wazi Muhammad said when he came in, they came in with it. The whole the community had been. If we had a have strong community, if 80% of the people who didn't follow Imam Wazi Muhammad have truly have been following him because he followed Prophet Muhammad, we'd have been further than what Elijah Muhammad took us. We're not only the fish that come from a room, we'll be catching that fish. We're only to bring that fish in. We wouldn't just be talking about cars. We would own our own car factory. We would have our own neighborhood where we call the shot, where we have all our stores and have our store in that neighborhood bigger than Walmart. And you will see us in there spinning and acting civilized and being kind to each other. That's what they don't want. You'll see Caucasians come, and they will be like the Caucasian during the time the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with the Nation of Islam. Those were some good Caucasian people. They showed you. They told the Elijah they wanted them, And Elijah knew it. So if he didn't put them out, let them stay right there with us. Come to a temple right there with us. Now you see a whole lot of them now coming to Damascus right there with us. They don't want to be with nobody but us. Why? Because we are likable people. We are cruel people. We are the best people that Allah said he has raised up for mankind. So I'm doing my talk. I would like someone else to come up and take over. Brother Hameen, you still there? Well, I'm gonna bring my brother back up. Anybody else who wants to say anything, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue. Okay, we got brother Muhammad Sharif. He have something to say. So let's bring him up. As-salamu alaykum, brother Muhammad Sharif.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alaykbar.
Yes, sir.
Ja. Neem. Everyone else has on.
Yes, sir. But they got to say.
Like we say, the man said about that 80% that they support the leadership. Some people, they turn the word around. They said, the man said 80% didn't follow the leadership. No, the man didn't say follow the leadership. The man said they didn't support the leadership. Following anything, anybody, you can be out in the woods somewhere, a deer will follow you. A cat will follow you, a rabbit, a lot of things will follow you. No, Nancy, just support me. They support my leadership.
Right.
And you know, all this while I've been on that, now said that in 2003 at the convention. I mean, a whole lot of people heard it because you know how many people turned out at the convention. 2003 at the business call. The man spoke on that there. You don't hear any leaders. And what the man said, the 80% don't report. You don't hear none of the leaders saying that. We're the only one that's saying it. Act like they didn't hear it. No, probably why? Because some of them are probably among that 80%. That's why they don't say anything. We're going to keep making it known. So many things that the man gave us. Like he said a little while ago, bro, we'd be so far down the road. I mean, everybody would be following us. I mean, they would be coming and joining on to us if we had did what the man asked us to do for his 33 years that he was with us. And since he passed 15 years later, that's why we'd be so far ahead, business-wise and everything else. All the programs that the man gave us, that's on business. Going way back to, he started out with MPOC down in the 80s, I think in 1982, when he came, ma'am came to talk about MPOC. We're going to do big business. That's like I heard one of the sisters speak on it a couple of weeks ago. He said, y'all remember MPOC? In the big buy? Yeah, the big buy. And we had already, up there with MPOC group, we had already made contact with big manufacturers, people who make washing machines, refrigerators, air conditioners. I'm talking about big items. That was going to be the big buy.
Cars too. Yes, you're going to make cars too.
That's right. Cars too. That's right. Mhm. But what happened? We let people know that we didn't come to the community for money. And we came because we're going to be building a nation. We're going to build a community. That's why we came in from sincerity. We're going to build something. Like I said, we had already met with the big people who manufacture big items. The next meeting we're going to have with them, we're going to sign the contract. You get in a big business like this, you sign the contract, you immediately become a millionaire, multi-millionaire. Just think of people who do big appliance stores that sell washing machines, air conditioners, refrigerators, and things like that. Immediately, we've been millionaires. But then we heard the word that people going to be putting Imam Ibrahim Muhammad on a house arrest. But we didn't go back to the next meeting. We dropped everything. You're going to put Imam on the house arrest. You know what house arrest is? We left that money and all of that. That's where people heard about AMCOP. We fought them back, turned them back. That's what happened with AMCOP, letting people know what happened. People said, well, what happened to AMCOP? What was that big buy? That's what happened. We dropped it all when we heard you're going to put Imam on the house arrest. That's part of it. But I won't take up no more time because I know I only got a few more minutes and others want to come back. Well, thanks for taking my comments, Egba.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, back to Sue, y'all.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. We thank the brother for that information. Praise be to Allah. And I know for a fact that the imam whole movement was to free us. That was his whole movement, was to free us. And he knew that, I mean, he saw that freeing us would give us the opportunity to start establishing ourselves. And they didn't want that. They didn't want them to. They didn't want us to own suits and different things that the imam had and able to buy them wholesale and sell them retail and have a little wealth. They didn't want that. And they blocked that, you know. So we have the opportunity now. We got that opportunity now, you know, and we saw what happened when they had the probate court thing going. That's all our wealth. That's the majority of our wealth that was taken. And Saloon the Masjid. Including the big old brand new masjid. I love that masjid. These brothers, Farrakhan including, and Farrakhan is the main one. He's the main one. Farrakhan is the main one that was instrumental in taking all our wealth. That's where our wealth went to. That's where our wealth went to, you know. And we had other brothers that claimed they was going to do some things and was messing up while they're right with. Sammy Blair, one of the brothers messing up right there in front of our face. Sammy Blair. He was dealing with the AMCOP thing. He was going, setting up the program at the different masjids. Remember that. And I don't even want to talk about it. Because really, we got an opportunity now. We don't have no excuse now. You know, all of us don't have money. Anytime a person's kind of make the statement that you got to come up with some money and do all this here. Those are agents, because they know you ain't got no money. to know you ain't got a penny. You know, anytime a person don't want us to get any money, then you know what's happening. Because they know that we, if we get some money, we as Muslims get some money, we're going to establish business. We're going to move forward. So we have opportunity now, brothers and sisters. We got an opportunity now. All these slick people in power right now, man, they're not trying to set us up. They're not trying to free us. They're not talking the language. They're not making the move that Imam Wahbi Muhammad was making. They got to set up where they, what we want against each other, what we dislike in each other. There's a whole lot of people know what's going on, and they trying to. We're working to bring it together, though. Believe me, brothers and sisters, we got brothers and sisters is working to get us together. And with the help of Allah, we're going to come together. We're going to get through these devils. But don't let them fool you. Don't let these devils fool you. They don't love you. So we got to fight and come into the fight with other peoples in order to close up that wealth gap that we have in America. You know, if we can close that up, you know, and get some of those funds and be able to set up some businesses and things like that where we support each other. Then things will move quicker, you know. So, brothers and sisters, I don't want to take up all the time. We just got 5 minutes left. It's a whole lot of things that I can say. But I'm just going to listen and pray that Allah bless us to come together. I don't want to disturb. I want to disturb us in a sense where I can be supporting Shaitan. You know, and Shaitan's biggest thing is to break up the family, cause division in the family. That's Shaitan's biggest thing. So I don't want to do that. We seem like we're trying to come together. Let's bring it together. Can't be in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
We got the name. Brother Hameen. Brother Hameen, you still there? Anybody else got anything to say? Got anything you want to say? Your sister want to say anything? Well, thank y'all, everybody, for participating. You know, we are here to move the image. And one way to move the image out of our life is some money. So most of us, we struggle from one month to the next.
Correct.
Do we want to be... Well, we don't have to, you know, be in a situation where we always got to be juggling the money to pay the bill. That's the kind of freedom we want. We want freedom to serve God and be able to serve humanity. You got to have the money. And then the only way we're going to keep that money coming back from generation. We must have schools that we can that can teach our children about managing money, managing their married life, manage their home life. They used to teach us home economics on how to iron. You can find people now, they don't even know how to iron their clothes and don't have the money to put them in the dry cleaner. So, you know, all this effect, they're not getting a haircut now. And the haircut is up to $30 and $40 for a haircut. Satan has ran everything. And then you got Muslim business following the same attitude. Ha ha ha. 14 and $15, $20 for a little chicken noodle. 14, $20, $25, $30. So this is what happened. This is what's going on. So this, the environment is affecting the way we do things. It's affecting it. So we have to get in an environment that is producing, that's productive, that speaks to the best of the of human beings. So all praise is due to Allah for this lifeline. Anybody else got anything? Yeah, we just got a little over a minute to speak. I mean, so we're about to run out. So
thank Allah for all the participation. Pray to Allah that we all have a good and possible night and rest.
Praise be to Allah.
Giving us a chance. Okay, brother, I mean, you got it.
Okay, all praise be to Allah. Yes, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us to stay together as a team and do the right thing, because this is a very important program here. So, okay,
right.
Alhamdulillah. So, if we could go out in prayer, could somebody go out in prayer? Can somebody say can somebody say the prayer and let's end the show?
Humalaysia Chanradin, O Allah, cannot manage this life by my, O Allah, cannot manage this life, my life, by myself without speech. Please make of my life what you can be. What you prefer to be. Allow me to act on my own. Help me to act in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Give us our actions to your scripture. I mean.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.